But then when we come together now, somehow we forget. We don't remember whose blood we're drinking. We don't remember whose body we're drinking, because what we have in front of us is just food. It's just drink. It's nothing more than a bunch of food and drink that we consume for our lusts, instead of considering whose body we're sitting among and whose blood is covering us all. Because it's about a particular kind of spirit. It's not about a particular kind of ritual. Jesus Christ came to eliminate those rituals and all those outward manifestations. It's not the outward things that defile you. You know, you miss communion. Oh, you've sinned, according to some churches. It's a bunch of bunk. It's nonsense, hocus pocus, siggly piggly, woggly woo. It doesn't mean anything. What really means something? He says, I will not drink again until I drink it with you new in the kingdom. This is the end for Christ. His life is coming to an end. We remember, we do show his death till he comes. Remember what happened on a particular night. I mean, anytime, you know, people think, oh, here comes the cup, reflect. Here comes the bread, reflect. I tell you, when you go down into the basement of your church and you sit there among the body of Christ and the food is brought out, the potluck, the sody pop, this sody pop is my blood. This casserole is my body. I'm telling you. Just because you use simple elements, don't be mistaken. He was broken for you. Continuing with verse 31. Then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said to him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them, and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples, and saith unto them, sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, and let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude, with swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people. In verse 31, he had begun by saying, you're all going to be offended. You're all going to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. That is a reference to Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. And after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. So he's already looking ahead to the time when he's risen from the dead. They are going to stumble. You know, all his disciples are in major denial. He says, Peter says, though all men are offended because of you, I will never be offended. I will never. stumble because of you. What it means is, he that denies me before men will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. That's something Jesus has taught. And there you see the limitations of letter interpretation. He that denies me before men, I will deny before my Father. Some people don't understand how to read the scriptures. Because if you read that in a very wooden sense, you think, well, then Peter's going to be denied before the Lord. And I know many of you know the answer, right? That, yes, Peter repented. But it's not so much that he repented as that God was willing to forgive him. I've heard it suggested that Judas also repented. And then others will argue, no, he didn't repent. He was this, and they try to explain it. I tell you what, Esau sought repentance carefully with tears and could not find it. Sometimes repentance can't be found. See, that's the thing. It's like you say they repented. How do you find repentance, though? How does one change one's mind? Repentance means to have a change of mind, a change of heart. How does one change that? They had something very powerful happen. Jesus rose from the dead. And Peter went out and wept bitterly after he denied the Lord. I know I'm getting ahead of the narrative here, but I'm not reading you a storybook. It is very easy, and when things are going well, when things are normal, like I could say now, I'll never deny the Lord, even under torture. But when the torture comes, who knows what kind of man I am? Will God give me the grace that I can stand up under such torment? Many men have been tormented and denied the Lord. Many men in the face of lesser things have denied the Lord. And in the course of our lives, we've all, at times, if we've not outright denied the Lord, we've kept him a secret, haven't we? Times where we felt like we should have said something, or times when we felt like we should have not held back, we held back. And those times are to be regretted. And I seek the Lord that I would recognize those times and not be shy to speak. When a door of utterance is open, that I would be bold to speak the word of God. And I'm getting this from the dynamic of they're willing. The Spirit is willing. That's why I say when I talk about I'm willing to go and I want to serve God in the tribulation. But I also am aware that it's a little bit of a stretch. Because I'm not even able to hardly handle this life as it is in my cushy American existence. How am I going to handle the tribulation? If you've run with the footmen and they have wearied you, how will you contend with horses? And it's a legitimate question. If you can't deal with life now, how are you going to deal with it then? Well, when the time comes, I'm going to rise to the occasion. I'll start taking things seriously when the times get serious.